Good morning. I'm Paul Graham. Welcome to another edition of Talk to the Experts. iDays is what we'll be talking about right now. iDays has been happening at TRU for more than 20 years now. It's among TRU's highlights for the year. It's a multi-day celebration, or a festival, if you will, of different people, cultures, and countries of the world who are either students, teaching, or working at TRU. Obviously, my guest is from TRU. Tony Raga is Director, International and Managing Director, TRU World Global Operations, and he joins us this morning on Radio NL. Good morning, and thanks for coming in, Tony.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
I wish I would have had the mic rolling, the recorders going, and everything else prior to us going on air. We spent the last half hour talking about Winnipeg.
That's right. We did. We share that in common.
Boy, oh boy, we could do a whole show on that in no time, right?
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to attend a session where we tried to think about how to brand Manitoba, and I came up with the slogan, not just for flying over.
That's right. What brought you to Kamloops? Was it the job?
Yes, I've been in Kamloops now for just over a year, and I was recruited to come to TRU to work with TRU World in particular. And my role is evolving and changing. I have a lot of good peeks into all the various aspects of internationalization. So I get involved with international students, but I also get involved with the faculty and staff that are trying to grow intercultural competency and trying to facilitate the mobility of our own students so that our students can try and try their hat and imagine themselves in other places in the world.
Now, with that in mind, I'm sure you didn't grow up thinking this is what I want to do for a living. What got you interested in this part of TRU or any university?
Well, isn't that an interesting question? I think you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of people stumble into careers, and I definitely stumbled into international education. But it's not a complete surprise in a way, because prior to working in international education, I did something that people call international development work. So many people will know that there are organizations in the world like Oxfam or Save the Children or World Vision, those kinds of organizations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I worked for a very small international organization that worked in Eastern and Southern Africa, and I did that for well over a decade. But then, you know, things change. I needed to come home. I wanted to reconnect with family and friends. And I made the shift into international education.
iDays. Where's the I come from? International?
That's right. International. International and intercultural.
I'm thinking internet talk here. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the I seems to be ubiquitous these days. But let's say for the purpose of iDays at TRU, our focus is really on the international and the intercultural. And as we begin to think about the complex process of reconciliation, more and more we're also incorporating the themes around our indigenous peoples and their relationship to the land and culture here.
You know, you just said something very interesting, and we have talked about this in the past with TRU professors and staff. International not only is headed or intended to be a name for students who are from abroad, but Indigenous students also fall into that category, don't they?
They can. You know, there are people all over the world who consider themselves Indigenous. And those people end up at TRU World just like many other international students. But I think even more so is this notion of just being open to acknowledging our complex histories, how we've settled here, and how we acknowledge the territory, the unceded territory, etc. I think, you know, this is an interesting time on campuses across Canada, because the process of bringing students here from all over the world is part of an ongoing dialogue around people coming from away. And I think it adds a whole different window, if you will, into exploring what it means to be international and how we introduce our guests from around the world to the history of this particular time and place. And certainly this valley, being from Winnipeg, you know, I've had to learn quickly about all the different history here.
iDays has been around a long time. I mentioned at the beginning about more than 20 years now. Mm-hmm. How do you take a hold of iDays and take it to a new level?
Oh, well, it's big shoes to fill, to be honest. You're right. iDays has been around for a long time. And in a lot of people's minds, if they've been involved with iDays over the years, it's often equated with the showcase, the International Student Showcase, which happens on Friday, which is an incredible celebration of culture, an incredible celebration of food, music, dance, and fashion, believe it or not. And the showcase brings together literally thousands of people over 6 or 7 hours during the day. And it's a phenomenal event. When I arrived last year and I attended the showcase for the first time, I walked into the old gymnasium and I couldn't believe my eyes.
Why is that?
It just exceeded all of my expectations. The flags on the ceiling, the energy in the room, the dynamism of the performances, the excitement from the students, and the fact that it really was unique. I've worked at Trent University, I've worked at the University of Toronto, I've worked at the University of Manitoba, and I was a student at York University. And nowhere have I seen the ability of an institution to get behind this kind of thing and put together such an elaborate production.
I think it's, what, a three-day event, four-day event?
Well, iDays, yeah. iDays itself, the whole week, it starts on Tuesday this year, which is the 6th of March, and it runs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then finishes on Friday with the showcase. So that's the anchor event, if you will, but the rest of the week is full of all kinds of other opportunities to be involved, come up to campus, get engaged, learn a little bit, have some fun, et cetera, et cetera.